This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. And the way that things were broken out yesterday, the rookies were basically on one field and the vets were on another. And then they got out other opportunities, but the way it is... is because Jeff and I obviously were on the air. We weren't out there yesterday, but the way everything reads and the way things have been said about that, that's the way things kind of play out in Berea. I still, Jeff made the point about Joe Flacco that if he is a starting quarterback, then something, and I'm not trying to, I'm paraphrasing here, things went sideways, right? Is that right to say? If Joe's the starting quarterback week one, you think things went sideways?
Not sideways as much as maybe... You're hoping, I think, you're hoping to find one of the young guys, and I consider Pickett a young guy, he's just going into his fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping one of the young guys shows you enough that makes you intrigued and excited about the possibility of maybe having a long-term answer. Maybe having a long-term answer. You have the draft picks for next year to pull it off if you want to go some in another direction. But wouldn't it be great if Shedeur Sanders went out and was just phenomenal, or Dylan Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett. And you think, well, we might have somebody here. Then you don't have to force it next year. But if a great quarterback fell to you, or you were in position to take a guy that you were really high on, you could do that too.
I don't, just there were reports yesterday that Sanders was 7 of 9 with 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, great.
So
let me have somebody in pads coming at me, ready to take my head off.
If that's the case, I would make him the starting quarterback right now, because that means that they would have had 21. Well, I'm assuming they made the extra point. At least 21 points, and there
Let's
you go.
Go with
now
18.
Now you're
Dustin Hopkins had some issues.
You've already had him missing three extra points?
No, let's just go baseline and go 18.
Now, let's just say he missed one and they went for two the other time. Although that's bad against Shedeur if they didn't get in. Although it could be the running backs. I don't know. We're
maybe it's Dylan Gabriel.
Maybe it is. So this notion of, and Daryl brought it up, having to have a head coach juggle 4 quarterbacks in OTAs or training camp, I don't think it's that big a deal. I really don't. If you have in your mind what you want to see and who you believe truly can be the starter, and again, Kevin was asked on the morning show the other day by Ken, and Ken's like, nope, I'm not giving you any insight on this. But if you know who your quarterbacks are in your mind, and if it doesn't change, then 4 quarterbacks at this point in the season is normal. Every team's got 4 quarterbacks in right now, because you're going to go into camp with 4 quarterbacks. Every team is going to go into camp with 4 quarterbacks. How you divide the preseason is how you determine, I think, what's happening towards the regular season. And by the way, how many times have you seen the starting quarterback not even take the field in the preseason? The Browns have been known to do that.
But the other teams with 4 quarterbacks, Andy, are guys who are, you know, 2 or 3 guys that you have to compete. And then, you know, little Stevie ready to throw some passes. Hey, Stevie, throw some balls. We need somebody to throw. This is legit 4 guys who have real chances to make this roster and maybe even real chances to play. I get an email from Doug. Says he doesn't think we're giving Dylan Gabriel enough credit, and Doug's a Sanders fan. Mm-hmm. I think we are giving Dylan Gabriel some credit. Andy, he intrigues me. You know, as I've said, if he were 6'3 or 6'4, he'd have been a first-round pick. With his productivity in college, I eliminate the rookies from the starting conversation. I received a text from somebody who was at OTAs.
Mm-hmm.
And observing, a media member.
Yeah.
Veteran quarterbacks are just ahead of the rookies. It's not even close. Well, that's to be expected, don't you think?
Wait a second. They're just ahead. It's not even close? That contradicts itself.
No, they're just flat out ahead of the rookies, basically.
Oh, saying that there's no question.
There's no question, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But if that's true, then don't you think they would want to lean into Kenny Pickett then?
Well, I think they are. Honestly, Andy, if Pickett's not your starter week one, it means one of the two rookies just lit it up and was really good. Or it means that Kenny wasn't. Because honestly, and it's nothing against Joe Flacco. If you have to start a 40-year-old quarterback this year, after drafting two and trading for another who was a first-round pick, it'll be like, okay, well, when could we get Drew Aller? Is Arch coming out?
Isn't that plan B, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but...
Or, Jeff, wouldn't it be nice, plan A?
And it might be. But in the meantime, wouldn't it be okay to have a 26-year-old former first-round pick who Terry Bradshaw loves become your starting quarterback and maybe be able to be a starting quarterback at the very least, Andy? What if he goes out and has a good year? And then you get a really high pick in next year's draft, or you can trade up because you have a couple of number ones and other assets. You can trade up and get a guy you really want, and you could trade pick.
Are we going to sit here for months now
and
try to figure this out?
You bet we are. We're not going to have to figure it out too long. They're going to get into the preseason. We're going to see preseason games, and we're going to know. We'll know soon enough.
I don't even know if that's true, though, Jeff.
You don't have to see Flacco at all in the preseason. Joe's like the baseline.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It to me, the entire camp, everything is just this. All right? We know what Joe can give us. Period. And if no one surpasses that, then Flacco's your starter. My hope is that somebody surpasses that. And if I had to take a hunch as to who it would be, I would think that it would be Pickett.
I don't know what we're going to learn from preseason either. Remember when Dorian Thompson-Robinson was here, people wanted him, and Deshaun got hurt, and they told Dorian the day of the game against the Ravens that he was going to start, and the fans were electric. They want DTR.
Everybody loves the non-starting quarterback unless the starting quarterback is a beast.
Yeah, but what you see in preseason too doesn't necessarily mean what you're going to get in the regular season. If that would have been the trajectory for DTR, he'd probably be the starting quarterback right now. If things had worked out, they just don't seem to work out that way for this franchise. So I don't even know if you're even going to be able to kind of tell in the preseason who your starting quarterback is going to be. Because if you're the head, like if you're Kevin Stefanski and you think Flacco is going to be your starting quarterback, are you really going to play him that much during the preseason? Okay, here you go. Let's get a drive in the first game. Okay, he's out after two drives. We've seen enough.
Well, the one guy you don't have to play is Flacco. Yeah. I mean, you know what you have.
They may look at it and say the one guy we don't have to play is Pickett.
I would disagree with that.
I normally would disagree. I'd be on the same page as you. But I've seen what they do during the preseason, Jeff. And if they've got a starting quarterback and they want to lean into him to start the year, sometimes you won't see him a whole lot during the preseason.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll give you that. And that would mean what? It would mean that in training camp, it became very clear who was your best quarterback. Or at least best quarterback to serve as your starter at the beginning of the year.
All right, I'm going to jump back in on this, too. There's some other Bronze stuff I want to get to, too. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.